Cool when everybody's like freaking out.
I don't know. I think we all try to be like that out there, and he's the captain in the huddle, so we know he has to be cool. And I think having experience and being in that situation before always helps too.
Yeah, what does he say? Anything special to you guys when you go out for a drive like that, or just as if it were a second quarter?
He didn't say nothing that I know of, but he might have. But we know it's a big drive in the game, and everyone's got to be ready.
Is it hard to see another fellow captain go down with a season-ending injury?
Yeah, that's always disappointing. And Gerard, he's a good guy, good teammate, good player. So we're disappointed to lose him.
Is there, you know, I guess from like the Monday through Saturday element of being a captain? I mean, what has he added to the team, and how is it? How do you and Tom and I guess Matthew Slater still keep going with leadership guys, you know, dropping like that?
Well, we have a lot of leadership, I think, on this team, just not the guys that are appointed captains. We have a lot of veteran guys that have been around a while that know what's expected of them and everyone else. And we'll miss Gerard, but whoever's in that spot is going to do a good job.
Tell us about the Jets front seven. Are they much better than when you saw them in the second game of the season?
Yeah, they're a good front seven, and I think they have improved since we played them. They're really good against the run. They caused a lot of negative runs. They got some good pass rushers, some good inside pass rushers, and I think they're playing really good in that front seven.
You mentioned the inside pass rushers. Maybe a little bit different than some teams generate. It seems like they're generating quite a bit of their pressure through Wilkerson, Richardson, some of the interior guys. Is that sort of a unique challenge, and is it comparable at all to what the Bengals did and how they get the job done, having faced them just 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, they do. They do a very good job. Wilkerson's playing very well right now. Richardson, he's improved a lot since we played him last time. I think he's learned a little bit more, so he's playing a lot better now. And they got a good good coach, defensive coach, so they're playing very well, and we expect a tough matchup with their defense.
One of their players said that he can't stand the Patriots, but isn't that pretty much common around the league that everyone's envious of the Patriots? If they don't, that's probably what it is. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of anyone else either, so it doesn't bother us.
Thank you.
Logan, what is the key, you know, when you suffer so many, I don't know, devastating losses to a team, to kind of getting over the hurdle or getting past it?
Devastating losses as in games, players?
No, players.
Well, it's just I think everyone's sticking together. We got a lot of guys in here, and I think the best part is they're all good guys, so we all pull for each other. The young guys, they're all willing and able to do whatever it takes, and they work hard, and they try to learn from the other guys. And then we have good schemes, good coaches, and our coaches demand a lot of us at practice to work hard, and I think that really helps us on Sundays.
Who steps into the teacher's role? I mean, you talk about the guys who are willing to learn. The guys who are going out with injuries are the guys who are teaching them. So
yeah, well, only time can tell that, so you got to let that play out.
Someone's, you're confident someone will step forward as the mentor?
Yeah, someone has to, so. But we have a lot of good guys, you know. Mm-hmm. The defense has a lot of players that have played a lot now, and they're all capable.
It's really just life in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, you look at, we're not the only team losing guys, so it happens every week to every team. Someone's going down.
Thanks.